非常感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
啊，是有点 echo 是不是 ？OK，OK 啊，今天早上非常感谢神啊，给我的机会，在跟弟兄姐妹一起分享的时间。
I'm very thankful to God that I can have this time to share with brothers and sisters this morning.
如果你们心情很紧张的话，如果你们很紧张的话
，If you're nervous，
是我很紧张。
I'm even more nervous.
因为我上次讲到是五月份的时候。
Because the last time I preached was in May.
不晓得你们还记不记得那时我讲的题目是什么
？I don't know if you still remember my topic that day.
记不起来没关系。
It's okay if you don't.
因为我前几天看再回去看的时候，我才想起我讲了什么内容。
Because I had to go back and look at the title to remember it too.
就是上次我跟弟兄姐妹分享是侍奉的。这个挑战就是怎么样？就是 challenge of 这个 serving God。
Yes, that was his sermon title last time.
最后如果还记得的话，最后我讲了三点关于侍奉神的一些我自己的一些感觉。
I left you with three points of my own experience at the end of how we serve God.
最后我只提到一点，就是说。当我们侍奉神的时候，我们要学习怎么样凭信而行。
And the last point was when we serve God, we need to learn how to act upon our faith.
当时候当我讲完以后，其实我还有很多东西想跟弟兄们分享的。
And truth to be told, I still have a lot to say about the last point.
但是分享完以后，时间不够了，就停下来了。
But I ran out of time, so I stopped there.
所以过去几个月我一直祷告。
Therefore, in the last few months, I was praying.
我是希望跟弟兄姐妹继续再分享关于这个信心的问题。
That I can continue to share with brothers and sisters the topic on faith.
所以今天早上我想跟弟兄姐妹再比较深入的去看一下这个信而顺服这个问题。
So this morning I want to share with you and let's take a deeper look at trust and obey.
刚才我们唱的那首诗歌。
The last psalm we sang.
我想我们都非常熟悉。
I think we are very familiar with.
但是我们可能太熟悉的诗歌，有时唱完以后，可能都不晓得里面内容是讲什么的。
But maybe we're too familiar with it that we stop paying attention to the words.
并没关系，我也是这样子的。
It's okay because I do the same.
所以今天早上，我就到这个 Google 上面看。
So today this morning I searched Google.
只是每一首诗歌，很多时候很多诗歌背后都是有一个故事。
Actually, behind a lot of hymns, there were stories.
这首诗歌它背后的故事其实很简单。
And the story about this song was simple.
它是在。其实是在1886年的时候。
It was in 1886.
当中如果弟兄姐妹知道有一个很有名的信心的传道人叫做Dwight L. Moody.
There was a famous faithful pastor. His name is Dwight L. Moody.
他就是这个穆迪神学院的院长。
And he's the founder of Moody Ceremony.
有一次他在一个布道会当中。
In one of his sermons,
他当时候有个年轻人站起来。
There was a young man stood up saying,
他就说，我虽然不是太理解还是太清楚。
Though I'm not quite sure,
但是我仍然会相信。
But I am going to trust.
我仍然会顺服。
And I am going to obey.
凭着这年轻人所讲的话。
And according to his words.
他们都写了这首诗歌出来。
They wrote this song.
所以这是很简单一句话。
So it's a very simple sentence.
就是讲出基督徒内心的这个顺服。
But it describes the faithfulness in a Christian's heart.
我并不是说我们基督徒都不需要去寻求理解事情。
It's not to say that we should stop seeking and understanding. The truth about other things.
我们知道，我们当中很多都是 UCSB 的学生。
I know that many USB students among us.
啊，当中不少是这个博士生。
And there are PhDs.
啊，我们是去研究很多事情。
We'd like to study things.
但是在相信神的事情上的时候。
But on trusting.
啊，我们有时是用我们信靠信心去接上的。
On trusting God, we actually need our faith.
Okay.其实这个都不是在我原本的讲稿里面的。
It's not part of my sermon.
所以谢谢 Samantha 帮我翻译的这么好。啊，好，我们先作为祷告，我们就开始，我们就讲到。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
啊，感谢你今天早上聚集我们在当中。
We thank you for gathering us here today.
啊，我们在当中都是要敬拜仰望你。
And we came here to worship you and look up.Upon you.
你就是那位爱我们的神。
You are the God who loves us.
你在十字架上为我们舍身。
You died for us on the cross.
啊，你顺服到一个地步，啊，死在十字架上。
You obeyed to the point to die on the cross for us.
让我们一生有一个蒙福的一生。
So our lives can be blessed.
啊，昨天早上。
Lord, this morning,
当我们聚集一起听你的话语的时候
when we gather to hear your words,
愿你自己亲自讲在弟兄姐妹心中来讲你的话
May you speak your own words in our hearts,
用圣灵来感动我们的心
Move our hearts with your Holy Spirit,
主要就是把我们讲员把我自己把 Samantha 都是隐藏在你里面
Lord, we hide ourselves in you.
愿弟兄姐妹看到的只有你自己。
And may brothers and sisters can see yourself.
祷告是奉耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 所以，只是今天早上我是想讲这个题目，只是是先讲一个故事好了。
And this morning, let's start with a story.
就是我自己的故事。
It's a story of myself.
我本身是在你可以讲年纪，你知道年纪多大了。
And you may know how old I am.
我没有记错的话，我应该是76年在香港信主的。
If I remember it correctly, I became a Christian in 1976 in Hong Kong.
那时候我家六兄弟姐妹。
I have six siblings.
那时候我们家没有人信主的。
And I was the first to become a Christian.
我是第一个刚，就是在76年的时候刚信主。
And no one else in my family was Christian.
那时候我有两个哥哥，他们在加拿大念书。
I have two elder brothers who were studying abroad in Canada at the time.
他们那年暑假刚好也是回香港放暑假。
And they came back to Hong Kong in that summer holiday.
很出乎意料之外，我另外一个哥哥同一时间在加拿大也信主了。
And to my surprise, my other brother, in Canada became a Christian at around the same time.
所以同一年，我们家里面他跟我是第一个信主的。
So in the same year, the two of us become the first Christians in our family.
当我信了主以后。
After I became a Christian,
在我自己聚会的教会当中
in my local church,
里面有些弟兄姐妹
there were brothers and sisters,
他们跟国内的弟兄姐妹还是有联系的
who have a strong connection with the brothers and sisters in mainland China.
那时候是说我是70年代信主的
so I became a believer in the 70s.
但是他们跟他们联系是比早一点是应该是50年代60年代那个时候。
But they built their connections a little bit earlier, in around fifties and sixties.
但是50年代60年代其实跟国内弟兄姐妹联系其实已经很不容易。
But that was a very difficult time to establish such a connection with the brothers and sisters in the mainland China.
那时候从这些带领的弟兄姐妹当中。
And from those brothers and sisters,
我已经听到很多关于国内弟兄姐妹为主受苦的很多的故事。
I heard a lot of stories about how the believers in China was under persecution.
听了他们这些见证的时候，我自己都非常受到很大的感动。
And hearing those testimonies, I was deeply moved.
可以说对我刚信主的心也一个很大的帮助。
And it really helped me as a new believer.
我还记得我刚信主的时候啊，因为那时候我还有一些亲戚是住在国内的。
I still remember when I first became a Christian, I have relatives who live in mainland China.
就是那一年我信主的时候，我暑假也是回去探望我的亲戚。
And I also visited them in my summer holidays.
那时候因为我刚信主的很有这个热心，看到我国内的表姐，我就跟她讲我的信仰。
And I shared my faith with my cousin in mainland China.
那时候很特别，她告诉我一个故事。
And she told me a story.
她说在她工作的这个机构里面。
That in the institution she works for.
还记得那时候是中国是70年代。
And it was in the 70s.
这个文革还没结束的时候。Cultural Revolution.
The Cultural Revolution wasn't over.
文革已经是66到76年，没记错的话。
Yeah, which is from 66 to 76.
对，所以那时候我表姐跟我说，在她工作单位这个机构里面。
And so my cousin told me that in her in the company she works for.
有一个就是一个女同事。
There was a female colleague.
她说她每次她吃饭的时候她会祷告。
And she would pray every time before her meal.
从我们现在在这边太师傅，我们全觉得那没有什么嘛，就是吃饭祷告嘛。
And to us, it's just ordinary, right? You pray, you say a prayer before your meal.
但是你想象在文革当中
，But can you imagine, in the civil revolution?
你可以在众人面前祷告。
That you can pray in front of people.
这个是不容易的事情。
It's not an easy thing to do.
所以当我看到这些很多接触这些故事的时候
，So when I was hearing those stories,
就对我的帮属灵的帮助非常的大。
It really helped me spiritually.
所以但是我们知道，国内在80年代开始慢慢陆陆续续的开放。
And we know that China.Opened the door in the 80s.
跟他说这个信仰的自由越来越多。
And gradually there are more religious freedom.
跟他说国内的信徒的增长的数目是，我想是，当然我没有做过历史的研究，但是我相信是历史上是没有发生过这么大的一个复兴。
So I didn't do a lot of studies, but I believe that it was a unparalleled wave of revelation in history.
Yeah, 我可能不能用复兴这个字啊，可能应该用这个增长的非常快。
Or a rapid growth in the history.
很多国内很多信徒越来越多。
There are more and more Christians in mainland China.
很快，我们就从过去80年代、90年代一直到今年2018年。
Through the 80s and the 90s and to this year 2018.
过去几个月，我想很多弟兄姐妹就听到国内这个宗教这个好像这个受得越来越紧了。
And I'm sure that in the past few months, a lot of brothers and sisters have heard that religious persecution started to pick up in mainland China.
好像就感觉有点慢慢回去50、60年代，虽然没有这么严重，但是已经听到不少的故事啊，听有的消息出来。
Though it's not that strict.It feels like we're going back to the 50s and 60s.
只是不止在中国国内。
And not just in mainland China.
就是在美国。
Even in the US.
我们在美国很多这个现在很多发生的事情，对基督徒的这个信仰也是一种的很大的这个挑战我们这个信仰。
There are a lot of great challenges to our faith.
所以我们基督徒在面对这个在现在这个转变就这么快的这个年代当中的时候
，So in this rapid changing era，
我觉得我们可能想跟弟兄们再次分享，再次思想一下，我们基督徒应该怎么样顺服基督。
I wanted to share with you, how can we keep trusting and obeying in this time？
所以长老节目组，我想你们看这个 slide 看得太累了，是不是？
Are you tired of this title slide?
那我们看下一个 slide 好了。
Let's move on.
我是想跟弟兄姐妹先谈一下我们顺服的重要性。
So I want to first talk about the importance of obedience.
啊，在罗马书第五章十八到十九节。
In Romans chapter 5, verse 18 to 19.
他说：“如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪，一人的犯叛逆，就是众人成为罪人。”
So then, as through one transgression, there resulted a condemnation to all men. For as through as though the one man's disobedience, that many were made sinners.
啊，我们知道，在创世纪一开始之后，第一、第二、第三章是讲到神怎么创造世界。
We know that in Genesis chapter 1 through 3, it talked about how God created the world.
当时候，创世纪第二章，神是跟亚当说，这个园子中，伊甸园中所有树你都可以吃，唯一是这个分别善恶树上的果子你不能吃。
And in chapter 2, God told Adam and Eve that they can eat from any tree in the garden except the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那在创世纪第三章就讲到这个蛇怎么引诱啊夏娃，让他吃了这个果子，吃夏娃吃了以后就给亚当，亚当也吃了。
And in chapter 3, it talked about how the serpent deceived Eve, so she ate the fruit, and then she gave the fruit to Adam, and Adam ate the fruit as well.
不是这么巧，就是上礼拜五我是跟团契一位姐妹谈起这个事情。
It was a coincidence, but I talked about this story with a sister in our fellowship.
啊，通常你在儿童主日学里面。
Last Friday, and usually in like children's program.
啊，很多时候你会发现他们把这个果子都画成像一个苹果。
You will find that they draw the fruit. In the form of an apple.
跟说当时亚当有故事说亚当吃到一半把这个苹果就是壳在中间了，是不是？
And they're saying that Adam choked on the apple.
所以男生这个英文叫什么？
Adam's apple.
Adam apple.
Yeah, that's why in English it's called Adam apple.
Okay, 所以当然严格来讲圣经没有说这个是苹果。
But strictly speaking, the Bible didn't tell us that it's an apple.
啊，他说只是有分别善恶树的果子。
It just talk about the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
当神说，如果当日你吃这个果子的时候，你必定会死。
And God told them that the day they eat this fruit, they will die.
啊，只是。很多时候我们就要考虑说是否这个果子有什么特别的这个魔术在里面还是怎么样的。
A lot of times we got to think about if the fruit itself has some special power.
啊，只是如果我们今天看罗马书第五章的时候。
But if we read Romans chapter 5 today.
只是他讲到说人这个罪进入这个世界是因为人不听神的话。
It talks about the sin entered this world because human were disobeyed God.
啊，如果你们回去再去看第创世纪第三章十四到十九节的话。
And if you go back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 14 to 19.
你看到当这个罪进入世界以后。
You will see when the sin entered the world.
这个世界的这个整个的这个 order.The world order 秩序就改变了。
The order of the world changed.
啊，但是也感谢神。
But thank God.
神虽然我们人是犯罪，就已进入这个世界。
Though sin has entered the world.
但是神在创世的时候已经为我们预备了一个救恩。
But in His creation, God prepared for us a salvation.
我们继续再看，也是罗马书，同样是十八、十九节。
And also from Romans, chapter 5, verse 18 through 19.
刚才我们看到是前面的一节，十八节前面的 跟十九节前面的一句。
We were seeing the first half of the two verses.
现在我们看后面的两句。
Now we're seeing the second half.
就是照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称得被称义得生命了。照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。
Even so.Through one act of righteousness, there resulted justification of life to all men. Even so, through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous.
所以，就那个人就是亚当，他违背神的命令。
So Adam disobeyed God.
罪就进入这个世界。
And sin entered this world.
但是另外一个人就是耶稣基督。
But another man who is Jesus Christ.
因为他的顺从。
Because of his obedience,
他把这个救恩带回来这个世界里面。
He brought a salvation into this world.
刚才带领崇拜的姐妹帮我们念了这个腓立比书第二章的地方。
And just now, the sisters leading worship read for us Philippians chapter 2.
他最后是讲到说。
And at the end of our verses today.
存心顺服以至于死而且死在十字架上、
it says he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death even death on a cross
就是我们主他来到这世界上
our Lord came to this world
他的顺服
his obedience
以至到死在十字架上、
was to the point of death
所以我想跟弟兄们看一下我们主他的顺服是怎么样的
And I want to put a, show you a picture of what's the obedience of our Lord.
当耶稣在这个客西马利园的时候
in
Gethsemane. 他这边我是用了马太福音跟路加福音两处不同地方 的经文加在一起。
Here I'm using two different verses in Matthew and Luke.
在马太福音
in the book of Matthew
耶稣说
Jesus said
我父啊倘若可行求你 叫这杯离开我
My father if it is possible let this cup pass from me
跟着讲完这句话耶稣继续下去讲什么
What's the next sentence
当耶稣讲完说你们知道下一句耶稣怎么讲？然而不要照我的意思，那就照你的意思。
But not according to my will, but your will.
这个讲的说，耶稣他也像我们一样。
It talks about how Jesus like us.
他会经历痛苦。
Experience the pain.
但是他经历当中，他也可能跟神说，这个杯可不可以离开我
？And he even askedFather to pass the cup from him.
但是他说不要照我的意思。
But he said, but not according to my will.
跟着下一节是从路加福音出来的。
And the next verse is from the book of Luke.
耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大雪点滴在地上。
And being agony, he was praying very.Fervently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling down upon the ground.
我们知道耶稣在客西马利园的时候，他知道很快就要被捉拿、被钉十字架、被审判。
And we know that in Gethsemane, Jesus knew that he would soon be captured and then be put to sentence.
但是他还是一样的顺服神。
But he obeyed God regardless.
跟着。在他被审问的时候
And then when he was under trial
就是兵丁把他穿上这个纸袍有用这个荆棘变作冠冕给他戴上又拿一根苇子打他的头吐这个唾沫在他面上驱斥拜他
They dressed him, the soldiers dressed him up in purple and after twisting a crown of thorns they put it on him they kept beating his head with a reedAnd spitting on him, and kneeling and bowing before him.
当他受到这种的羞辱的时候
when he was treated that way,
他可以差派十营的天使来拯救他。
He could have sent a billion angels to save him.
如你记得 当耶稣被捉拿的时候，彼得用一把刀把一个兵丁的耳朵啃了下来。
If you still remember when Jesus was captured, Peter took off an ear from a soldier with a knife.
耶稣说把这个刀收起来。
But Jesus said, put the knife away.
他说我不，如果我需要的话，我可以要求我的父差派使影的天使来拯救我。
If I needed, I could ask the Father to send a billion angels to save me.
但是我们主他面对这个收入，这个兵丁的收入的时候
，But when Jesus was treating this, was facing all the soldiers.
他还是默默无声的。
He kept silence.
跟着耶稣在十字架上，钉在十字架上的时候。
And then when he was nailed to the cross,
他被众人所讥笑。
He was mocked by the people.
最后有人讥笑他说他救了别人不能救自己。
And some even said he saved others, he cannot save himself.
他虽然面对这么多的收入这个讥笑的时候。
And during that time,
他还是有这个他自己的顺服的心。
He was still obedient.
就是因为他的顺服。
And because of his obedience,
他为了我们成就了的救恩。
He made a salvation possible for us.
他说，耶稣尝了那醋以后，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
In the scripture says, therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
成了，就是说这个救恩成功了。
It is finished. Talks about it's done. The salvation is finished.
就是耶稣他本身这个他的顺服。
And because of his obedience.
可下面一句其实很重要的。
And next sub-sentence is even more important.
他妇人这个店里面的幔子从上到下成为裂为两半。地也震动，磐石也崩开崩裂。
The next verse, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split.
在旧约的时候。
In Old Testament.
只有这个大的祭司一年一度才可以进入这个至圣所。
Only the high priest can enter into the most holy place once per year.
这边所讲的这个幔子
The veil talks about here
是把这个圣所跟至圣所分开的
It separates the temple with the most holy place
一年一度只有大祭司才可以进入这个通过这个幔子进入这个至圣所里面
And only the high priest can pass the veil one time per year
就是耶稣基督在实际上成就这个救赎以后
But after Jesus died on the cross for us
人跟神中间这个幔子这个隔开这个幔子就裂开了
The veil was torn
使我们可以坦然无惧地进到神的宝座面前
So we can all come to God's throne without fear
我们不需要再经过人的这个祭司别人
And we don't need any priests
所以耶稣基督的带领我们进入这个神的面前他的救赎
Because Jesus can bring us in front of God
okay, 当我们看完耶稣的顺服以后就是因为耶稣的顺服所以我们可以得到这个拯救
And it is because of Jesus' obedience that we can have this salvation
所以我们看完耶稣的顺服以后就看一下我们的顺服是怎么样的
So after seeing Jesus' obedience we need to look at our own obedience
这个图啊，不晓得你没有见过这个图画。
I'm not sure if you've seen this picture before.
有没有人有见过这两个图画的
？Have you seen these pictures?
有人见过 ，OK。好，至少有些人见过 ，OK。通常信耶稣的时候，如果刚有人跟人传福音的时候
，So at first when you become a Christian, when people share the gospel with you.
他们会跟你说这个属灵的四个定律。
They will talk about the four spiritual laws.
Okay, 还记不得是哪个四个定律
？You still remember what for？
很简单的，可以讲一下，我可以讲一下。
It's very simple. I can talk about it.
他说神很爱我们。
The first one is God loves us.
神对我们有个很好的计划。
And He has a plan for us.
但是为什么我们感觉不到这个计划了
？But why can't we feel this? Why don't we know about this plan?
因为我们的罪使我们与神分开。
Because sin separated us from Him.
但是耶稣给我们一个救恩的机会。
But Jesus provided us with the salvation.
你只要接受耶稣做救主。
And as long as you accept Jesus as your personal Savior,
你就得到的救恩。
You will receive the salvation.
你就有永生。
And you will have a eternal life.
Okay, 跟着你就最后你会看到这两个图画。
And at the end, you will see those two pictures.
他说，你还没有信耶稣之前，你是自我为中心的生命。
And it shows you that before believing in Christ, you live a life self-centered.
当你接受耶稣做救主之后
，And after you accept Christ as your personal Savior,
基督就成为你中心的生命。
Jesus will become the center of your life.
我们可能很多时候都停在这边，就忘了这两个图画。
A lot of times we stop there and we forget about those two pictures.
我们想说，我们常常会急着说我们罪得的赦免了。
A lot of times we were focusing on the fact that our sin have been forgiven.
我们有个蒙福的人生了。
And we are living a blessed life now.
跟着我们走，将来有永远的盼望。
And we also have this eternal hope.
但是我忘了有一点很重要的。
But we forgot the very important thing.
我们一生是应该由耶稣基督成为我们宝座上的这个王。
We should let Jesus sit on the throne of our lives.
这个是带出我讲的说，之前我们看到耶稣基督他的顺服。
And so, just now we saw the obedience of Jesus Christ Himself.
我们跟随耶稣基督，我们心里面也要让神耶稣基督在我们心里面做王。
And as followers of Christ, we also need to let God be the king of our hearts.
所以不单只成为基督徒，不单只是说我们的罪得的赦免。
So being a Christian doesn't just mean that our sins are forgiven.
我们也应该把我们主权、人生的主权交给我们的神。
It also means that we need to entrust our lives to Christ.
在以斯结书里面
，In the book of Ezekiel,
他讲到有一个。很特别的一件事情。
It talks about a very unique event.
他这边说，也要赐给你们一个新心，将新的灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉实心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my obedience. My ordinance.
所以在这边我在上面写了这个新约这个字。
And I wrote the new covenant on the top.
只是我没有印出来，只是在旧约另外一处地方。
I didn't point out, but in another place in the Old Testament.
在耶利米书。
In the book of Jeremiah.
第三十一章。
Chapter 31.
它里面的内容只是跟我们以斯结书这边所看的都很像的。
It talks about a very similar recording.
但是在耶利米书，他还加了说。这个就是我与他们所立 与以色列家所立的新约。
It says, "When I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah."
这个就是我们圣经里面旧约跟新约的这个来源。
Those are where the old and new covenant came from.
因为旧约是圣经讲很清楚，旧约是出于这个律法方面的。
And it was.Very clear in the Bible that the old covenant was about the law.
很简单的说，
And put it simply,
啊，就是神在旧约跟以色列立了一个约。
God made a covenant with the house of Israel in ancient times.
啊，就是当以色列人愿意遵行神所谓的律例典章的时候，神就会赐福给他们。
That God will bless the house of Israel if they can keep the law.
啊，但我们都很清楚知道。
But we know it clearly.
在新约里面讲得很清楚。
It is written in the New Testament.
啊，这个律法本来的用处是指人使人知的自己犯罪的。
The law was the use of the law is so everyone know that they are sinners.
啊，是没有一个人可以靠律法可以得到这个生命。
And no one can get eternal life by keeping the law.
所以神在旧约里面，在以斯结书跟耶利米书已经讲的，将来有一天。
So in Old Testament, in the book of Ezekiel and Jeremiah, it talks about in a day in the future.
啊，神会把这个遵行神律法这个心，这个心态放在我们心里面。
God will God will put the obedience in our hearts.
啊，这个不需要再用外表的这个规条来规范我们。
So we don't need any outward laws.
啊，神说他会给一个肉心给我们。
God says that he will give us a heart of flesh.
啊，这个肉心就是说我们从心里面会遵行神的命令。
So we will follow his law in our hearts.
啊，这的话就是刚才我们回去看这个图画，就是说，当你接受耶稣做救主的时候。
And that's in those pictures when you accept Jesus as your savior.
啊，如果你是真的一个基督徒。
If you are a true Christian.
啊，这样讲好像这是假的基督徒。
It feels like they're fake Christians.
只是我。用我自己写的原文是说，如果你是一个重生的旧的基督徒
，And I wrote it down as if you were born again Christian。
好像说有些是不是重生得救的基督徒
？It feels like there are Christians who are not born again。
啊，当然这个我注重点不是今天不是讲这方面，是真基督徒、假基督徒、重生得救基督徒，不是重生得救基督徒。
That's not my focal point today。
就是说很简单说，如果你是基督徒的话
but simply, if you are Christian,
就像刚才我们讲的说，神说他会把这个新的约、新的灵放在我们心里面。
Just as we've talked about just now, God will put this new covenant in you.
就是很自然的，我们应该就会顺服神的带领。
And naturally, we should have a desire to obey God.
这个不代表说我们一定所有都可以遵行。
It doesn't mean that we will obey every single law.
但是你至少有个心会愿意。
But you will have a willingness in your heart.
对，啊，跟做，但是这愿意当然啊，比如上两个礼拜，我们当中有一个挪威博士在我们当中。
Two weeks ago, Dr. Low.
Ezekiel Low.
Ezekiel Low was with us.
Yeah.如果你还记得他分享当中，他讲到说，他妈妈是受谁的影响很大，最后他妈妈愿意把家就开放出来给神所用。
And do you remember why his mom decided to open their house, for the work of God?
啊，虽然他也分享说，当然是要过了几十年的时间。
He shared that it took more than 10 years of time.
Yeah, 就是说他妈妈受到很一个听个讲道以后，他的立志要顺服神，就要为神多做工。但是因为家庭的很多事情，所以过了几十年以后，他才真的开放他家。
So he shared that like tens of years, more than 10 years ago, his mom heard the message and she was moved to do more work for God. However, it took her more than 10 years to actually open up her household to be used.
啊，她 讲到说他妈妈有一次听到宗尚杰博士他的这个聚会的分享。
And he talked about that his mom once heard the preaching of Dr. Johnson.
啊，所以当然我们可能信心的顺服不一定会像比如说宗尚杰博士还是戴德生他们的那么大的一个顺服。
Though our obedience may not be as much as the obedience of, say, Dr. Johnson or Hudson Taylor,
但是我们应该在我们自己的岗位上，我们也应该顺服神。
We should try to obey God in where we are today.
好，啊，我想我今天讲到暂时停在这边。
So I think I will conclude our sermon today.
因为今天我讲的比较慢一点点。
Because I talk about it a little bit slower than I thought.
我是讲了五页纸里面讲了两页。
I went through two pages of my five-page sermon.
所以你可以说今天是一个 introduction.
So you can see today as an introduction.
我希望下次有机会跟弟兄们继续分享下面的。
I hope I will get a chance to share with you the next.The other half of the sermon.
Okay, 好，我们先做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
感谢你今天早上。
We thank you that this morning.
让我们听到我们的主耶稣怎么样顺服在十字架上。
You help us see how our Lord Jesus showed his obedience on the cross.
以致把这个救恩带给我们。
So we can have the salvation.
以致。我们有一个新约。
So we can have this new covenant.
主啊，我们求你把这个信而顺服这个心放在我们心里面。
Lord, we pray that you will put a heart of trust and obey in our hearts.
让我们在一生在这个基督的生命当中的时候。
So, in our life as Christians.
我们都是做一个讨神喜悦的基督徒。
We can.Live our lives to for your joy and peace.
也求你带领我们。
And we pray that you will lead us.
我们是奉耶稣的名求。
We pray in your name.
Amen.
Amen.